body on the virtual platform, and everybody listening at home will be receiving a presentation from the information regulator when they are ready to implement some parts of the POPIA Act. The delegation is led by Advocate Kakula and her team from the information regulator. And over to you, Advocate Kakula, or to anyone whom you have delegated to lead the delegation.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, on the screen. But to say that the historic day in South Africa is fast approaching, which is the 1st of July, when the remaining sections of POPIA will come into effect, in fact, the enforcement powers of the regulator. I have to state, Chairperson, that we have discovered that it's a steep learning curve, not only for the information regulator, but also for responsible parties. As we'll see from the presentation, we have developed a number of standard setting documents to guide responsible parties to comply. Some of those standard setting documents we've started the process of implementing them. In the process of implementation, we find that actually some of those documents have to be amended because they are showing us unintended consequences of implementation. That's just one side of it. The other side of it is that the responsible parties that we are regulating, when they also submit their applications for approval to the regulator, we also find that they are also battling with the interpretation of the act. So what I'm saying to you is that we are starting, and yes, we have to start, but in the process, I think both on, especially on the side of responsible parties, we have to expect that it will not be smooth sailing for maybe a year or so. Thank you, Chairperson. I think I'll hand over to the acting CEO, Mr. Musala, who is leading the team that is going to make the presentation. Ms. Musala, over to you.
Thank you very much.
I didn't greet you, Chairperson, because we started by having a chat. Good morning, Honorable Chairperson, and good morning to the Honorable Members as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chairperson of the Regulator. Good morning, Honorable Chairperson of the committee and honorable members. It is indeed an honor to present our state of readiness to the committee this morning. I'm going to request my colleague to share the slides, Honorable Chair, if you allow just a minute to do that, Chair. Miss Zondi, are you sharing the slide? Are you with us?
Good morning, Honorable Chair and members. Please may I request the host to give me sharing rights so I can share the screen. It's Nomzamo's vote.
That's done already, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Is it
thank you very much, Honorable Chair. And yes, it is visible. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. If you can go to the next slide, deals with topics that we'll deal with in the presentation. Chair, I'm not going to go through that. It's already there. I'll go to the first topic, which is introduction, Chair. In the introduction slides, Chair, there are three slides that deal with the introduction. And Chair, I'm not going to read through all the three slides in the interest of time and to allow for the questions and discussions, Chair. But safe to say that, Chair, the three slides, first three slides deal with the constitutional provisions as they relate to privacy and access to information, as well as the mandate of the regulator. So those three slides titled Introduction deals with those three aspects: constitutional provisions as they relate to privacy, access to information, and the mandate of the regulator. The next slide, Chair, will deal with the coming into effect of POPIA and PAEA. Chair, even on those slides, the three slides, Chair, that deal with about eight set of dates, which are very, very, very key in preparing for the coming into effect of POPIA and PAEA. So there are eight sets of dates. The first date, Chair, I'll run through them quickly as well, because the main thing is our state of readiness. So I'll run through those eight dates, which are important. The first one is the 1st of July, which the chairperson has spoken to, which is the coming in effect of the remaining sections of POPIA. And then that, Chair, gives a 12-month grace for a responsible parties to put measures in place. So they've had 12 months grace since the 1st of July, 2020. And from today, Chair, it's 28 days before the 1st of July. So it's an important date that on this day, 28 days, we're presenting our state of readiness to the committee. The next slide, Chair, in terms of the dates, is the 1st of July, 2020. Which the Chair has also spoken to, the coming into effect of the enforcement powers of the regulator. So the regulator will have enforcement powers from the 1st of July. The next date, Chair, is the 30th of June, which deals with the POPIA functions. The regulator will be responsible for these functions from the 30th of June. And then the next date, Chair, there are about two, three dates there in that paragraph in the slide. The first one is the 1st of March, which was the commencement of the Regulation 5, which deals with application for issuing of codes of conduct. And then the second date is the 1st of May, Chairperson, which deals with Regulation 4, which is the commencement of the responsibility of information officers, their registration and so forth. And then all the residual regulation will commence on the 1st of July. And the last date, Chairperson, would be the 1st of July, which will deal with Section 58.2 of POPIA, which deals with the processing of personal information subject to prior authorization by the regulator. So those are the eight sets of dates, Chairperson, that deal with the coming effect of POPIA. The question, Chairperson, is what is the state of readiness of the regulator? Chair, we are going to approach this presentation in terms of state of readiness in three main areas. The first will be the core, which is the divisions of the regulator. Which is the division on POPIA and the division on PAEA. And I'm going to request if Mr. Nemesis is online to deal with that. The second will be how have we supported the core in terms of corporate services and education and communication. And I'll request Ms. Zondi to just take the committee through that, as well as Ms. Shube, say, how have we supported the core? And lastly, Chair, we will deal with the issues of compliance, the establishment of the enforcement committee. So I'm going to request colleagues in that order to quickly take the committee through that in terms of our state of readiness. If Mr. Nemesis is online, can you please take the platform, Mr. Nemesis? Chair, it looks like he's not online. I'll proceed and deal with that part, Chair. In terms of the the readiness plan, the regulator developed a readiness plan, which was previously presented to Parliament. And this readiness plan, Chairperson, is a plan where we are looking at functions under POPIA and PAIA, and we are weighing them against our capacity to successfully deliver these functions. And to that effect, Chairperson, we have put actions of, or we have planned appropriate actions to put ourselves at a comfortable state of readiness so that we are ready to start this journey. We are aware that it's not going to be a smooth ride, and the Chairperson has said there are going to be bumpy roads along the way, and but we are confident actually that we'll be ready to deal with that, Chairperson. So in terms of PAIA, Chairperson, the first thing that is key, the main pillar there, it is the PAIA regulations. Due to the amendment brought by POPIA, the current PAIA regulation have to be replaced or be repealed. So the Department of Justice has drafted regulation, and they've been published for comment. The submission for comments closed on the 17th of May. And the department has advised that the regulations will be gazetted before the end of June. So in terms of that, which is very, very key, we think we are getting ready for the 1st of July. But Chairperson, there are other activities that we planned under the readiness plan of PAIA. One of them is the PAIA guide, which has since been updated. It was initially compiled by the South African Human Rights Commission. The second other activity, Chair, will be the translation of PAIA guide into 11 official languages. And we also have included Braille as one of the languages in which PAIA guide will be available, Chairperson. In terms of our internal arrangement, we've also started doing work on translating the PAIA guide of the regulator. We also have to comply, Chairperson, into 3 official languages and Braille. Chairperson, we also have put together documents under PAIA readiness plan, which we think are necessary for preparing for the 1st of July. And there's a list of those documents, Chairperson. They are enforcement notice, information notice, the PAIA manual template for private bodies, the template for public bodies. We know that the bodies have to report to the regulator. So there are report forms that have been developed in terms of the private and the public bodies to report. We have got documents on summons and subpoenas, search and seizure warrants. So these are the documents that are that we've prepared to make sure that we are ready. So we've got activities on the one hand, we've got documents which will help us on the other in terms of PAIA, Chairperson. If we go to POPIA, Chairperson, we've identified a task that we need to perform for in preparation for July 2021. In terms of codes of conduct, we've developed guidelines. And at the moment, we are processing the guidelines that have been submitted to the regulator. We've also produced a guidance note, and we've issued it. And we are also, in terms of prior authorization, we're also currently processing the applications. Exemptions, there's a guidance note drafted and it has to be adopted. And application will be processed in the month of June. We also have special personal information We've got a guidance note that has been drafted and will soon be adopted. An application will also be processed during the month of June. And then in terms of personal information of children, Chairperson, we have got a guidance note that is drafted and it's to be adopted and will also deal with applications in the month of June. Chair, we also have, we are also preparing a guidance note on direct marketing. And this will also be implemented. A guidance note on what constitute appropriate, reasonable, technical and organizational measures has been drafted and is to be adopted. Chair, the registration of information officers has started. We have worked with the Department of Justice to develop a portal. It is having its own teething problem like any other system. We are working with them to try and correct those deficiencies that are coming up. But we're confident that the portal will be working properly and information officers will register. But it's work that is continuing. It started on the 1st of May. We also, Chair, are intending to procure a complaints management system. We tried the market, we tested the market, and we found that it is just very, very expensive, Chair. So at the moment, we are pursuing a three-pronged strategy, Chair. One form and automated, where people will complain manually using a form that is automated. The second is to check with our sister organizations which have a complaints management system and check if you can tweak those systems in the medium term, but the long term to get more funding for a complaints management system of the regulator. But we are ready to start handling complaints come the 1st of July in terms of the automated forms that we shall have put in place. We also have rules of procedure for complaints and clincher. They've been drafted and they'll be adopted before the end of June. Chair, in terms of recruitment of key employees in the organization, I'm going to hand to Ms. Shube if she's online to take the honorable members through what you've done to bring a staff to support that we're going to do by the 1st of July. Ms. Shube, if you're online, can you please take the committee through preparation in terms of support, especially human resources?
Thank you, CEO.
Ms. Shube, I'll proceed, Chairperson, in the interest of time. The next slide, Chairperson, deals with... Oh, you're there. Okay, proceed.
Okay, I thought maybe there's a connectivity problem. Good morning, Chairperson of the committee and honorable members, members of the regulator, CEO and colleagues. Regarding the process of having enough capacity in the information regulator to support in as we looking forward to the 1st of July, Chairperson, you will remember that the regulator has been given funding to implement its organizational structure in phases. Phase one, which was in 2018-19, wherein we received funding to fill 13 positions. And in 2019-2020, we received funding for phase two to fill 18 positions. And last year in November, we received funding to fill 43 positions, which falls under phase three. So currently we are in the process of recruiting for this 43 positions, which were advertised in February. We have already filled 22 positions. This is how the divisions are allocated and
how these divisions are staffed currently. The division for PIA, we have 16 funded posts, posts which are currently filled as of last year were two. On Monday, we issued 10 offer letters to new recruits. If all of them accept our offer, because we give them a provision of about 5 days for them to be accepting the offer or not. So if all of them accept the offer, it means we will be having a 12 positions filled under Division Bobia by 1st of July. Under CAIA, we also have 16 positions which are funded. Currently, it's only 4 which are filled. We have issued 9 offer letters on Monday for the division PAIA. I think the same still applies. If all of them accept our offer, it means we will have at least 13 filled positions by 1st of July. Under legal policy research and technology analysis chairperson, we have 11 posts that are funded and currently 2 are filled. We have advertised 9 positions there. That's where we are now, busy with the shortlisting and advertising. We hope that by the end of June, we shall have finalized the process of filling these positions for this division. Under education and communication as well, there are 7 posts that are funded. Currently, 3 have been filled. We have advertised for 4 positions. 1 has already been done, just waiting for the competency assessment results, that position of the executive education and communication. Competency assessment is happening this week. So I think by the end of this month, this position will also be filled. So we're left with 3. So chairperson, sorry.
Proceed, Ms. Suva.
Okay. So that's
if,
where
if I may, chairperson, to just finalize the slides.
CEO. Can you allow her to finish, then you can come in? Proceed, ma'am.
Thank you, Chairperson. So I was saying that's where we are regarding the core divisions of the information regulator. By the 1st of July, all these positions shall have been filled. We know there's no reason why they would not really accept our offers, as most of them have shown interest in our organization. So thank you, Chair. That's where we are. Over to you, CEO.
Thank you, Chairperson. If we may proceed to the next slide. It looks like Ms. Tube has got problems.
No, I presented CEO. I don't know. Didn't you hear me?
Acting CEO.
It appears, Chairperson, the problems are on the side of the acting CEO, actually. Yes. The connectivity problems. I think Ms. Zondi, please continue with education and communication.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Ma'am Shube. Good morning to the Chairperson of the committee and all protocol observed. I would just like to start my video. Okay. I will be just presenting the following 2 slides in terms of education and communication. What I would like to firstly say is that the information regulator, with its progress and developments that have been made, and in terms of the build-up for the 1st of July, As the education and communication, it is our responsibility to ensure that the citizens of South Africa and the stakeholders are abreast in terms of what are our programs and what are the developments we have made in terms of our mandate as the regulator. So this slide is basically presenting our readiness as the education and communication to actually ensure that we keep the citizens and stakeholders abreast of what we are doing as the regulator. So the key communication areas that we are going to be focusing on is basically the context of what the CEO has presented as our readiness as the regulator. So I'm not going to go into the key communication area because they were outlined by the CEO, but it's just mainly the enforcement powers that are coming into effect, the guidance notes that are to be published, those that we need to consistently and continuously keep the responsible parties abreast about, but also just to keep abreast the citizens about what is it that the regulator is embarking on. How are we going to be doing this, Chairperson? How are we going to be engaging with the stakeholders and the public at large? We are interacting with stakeholders by having engagement sessions about the compliance for PIA and PAIA. We are hosting monthly information webinars to ensure that we constantly keep them abreast in terms of the information about the regulator and the documents that we've developed. But we also have a distribution drive where we are distributing a number of PAIA and POPIA booklets to information officers and deputy information officers. But obviously, over and above that, we do disseminate content, which are our guidance note, but also just information alerts to our stakeholders on a regular basis. We also have a stakeholder engagement, a stakeholder inquiry management system, where we constantly get inquiries where stakeholders want to get more information about our guidance notes and other information we may be sharing. But over and above that, in terms of the ordinary men on the streets and educating them about the regulator and our programs, the platforms and the communication approach that we are going to be embarking on is to develop simplified leaflets, which will be translated in the 11 official languages, which we'll disseminate during our public awareness programs. But we're also targeting community radio, where we will run advertisements as well as jingles in all the official languages again. But what we are also doing is that we're heightening our communication on our digital platforms, such as our website and our social media. I think it's also going to be important for us to share that we are also embarking on some education initiatives where we will be developing a self-training tool on POPIA and PAIA just to simplify these two pieces of legislature or these two pieces of law, POPIA and PAIA, so that responsible parties can also just apply the knowledge of POPIA and PAIA. But what also want to focus on is also have a training session for information officers focusing more on SMMEs and civil society who may not necessarily have sufficient resources to actually conduct such trainings at their own. I think the next slide, Chairperson, is just mainly me showcasing that to the build-up to the 1st of July, what is it that we have already done since January 2021? In terms of social media, for a fairly new social media platforms we've created, we have actually been doing very well. We have a good number of following, but the impressions that we get in terms of how many people view our content that we update on social media is quite impressive, and also the engagement. So there is a very high appetite for engagement with the regulator and the content we share. And hence, I just shared some figures, which I will not actually get into. But I think it's very important for me to say our website is also one of the tools that which is very highly relied on, because initially this year when we started, we had 500 followings on our web traffic, but we've grown to about 10,000 people who actually visit our website, and even international community who visit our website. So the reliance on our website is quite huge. In between January to date, Chairperson, we have conducted over 50 media interviews on community radio and mainstream, just so that we heighten communication to the public as well as stakeholders. But I think, again, it's important for us to indicate that we've had 48 stakeholder engagement sessions where we've been educating and sharing information on POPIA compliance and even unpacking our guidance notes that we have actually published. I think it's also important for us to highlight the public activations that we've executed in 5 provinces since this year, January, which we've visited Northwest Province, we've visited Limpopo, Gauteng, Mpumalanga, and as well as KZN, where we have been activating, whether at taxi ranks or at malls or even at shopping centers, and even doing roadside intersections, so that the general public also understands what is the regulator. What is the regulator's mandate and what are the programs that we are running, and also just making them understand about the 1st of July and what it means for them and us taking the responsibilities of PAIA from the South African Human Rights Commission. So we are ready to ensure that the public and stakeholders are well informed through our initiatives and our approach. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much.
I'll then, Chairperson, request Ms. Sulal just to take us through the enforcement committee. Ms. Sulal?
Good morning, Honourable Chairperson and Honourable Members. Good morning to the members of the Information Regulator and colleagues. Thank you. You can move to the next slide, Ms. Sondi. Ms. Sondi? Thank you. In terms of Section 50 of POPIA, the regulator has the legislative responsibility to establish the enforcement committee. And this committee is tasked with considering and making recommendations on all matters referred to it by the regulator. And I think it's critical to understand that it will be dealing with both POPIA and PAIA matters. In terms of establishment of this enforcement committee, POPIA recommends that the enforcement committee has to consist of at least one member of the regulator, and the regulator has already attended to this appointment. And secondly, any other person appointed by the regulator as referred to in terms of Section 47.7 for the period determined by the regulator. And to ensure that the regulator meets with these requirements, the regulator has initiated a consultation with the Chief Justice and the Minister of Justice and Correctional Services to appoint a judge of the High Court of South Africa, whether that judge is an active service or not. Ms. Sondi, you can go to the next slide, please. Ms. Sondi, next slide, please. It seems as if the presentation has now stopped, but I'll speak to it in any event. And what the regulator has undertaken in this regard is we have already written to the Minister of Justice and to the Chief Justice to try and meet regarding the appointment of the judge as the chairperson of the committee. Unfortunately, we haven't attained much progress in this regard. The regulator has also considered possible judges which can serve as the chairperson of the committee. Okay, I think the presentation seems to be back on. Thank you, Ms. Sondi. A member of the regulator, as I have mentioned, has already been designated as a committee member. And what the regulator has already undertaken is that an advert for the additional members of the enforcement committee has been prepared and will be published shortly. And in light of the regulator's decision that the chairperson of the committee will be a judge of the High Court, as I've mentioned, the information regulator has already initiated a request to consult with the Minister of Justice and with the Chief Justice They've requested a consultation and we are currently awaiting a response. I just want to impress how important it is for us to make sure that this process is finalized well before the 1st of July 2021, as the Enforcement Committee will give effect to the enforcement powers of the regulator. The regulators also consulted with National Treasury relating to the remuneration rates of proposed members of the Enforcement Committee. And just to add to that, we are engaging with further consultations relating to the remuneration rates of the proposed members of the Enforcement Committee, and negotiations and discussions and meetings are underway. Thank you so much.
Chair, in conclusion, the regulator is confident that we will be ready for 1st of July. We are mindful of the fact that it's not going to be a smooth ride, like I said. And Chair, we've also engaged with CETA. You would remember, Chair, that we have not fully separated from the Department of Justice. We still are using their networks, which is a bit of a problem, because if it was to happen that they're hacked, we may find ourselves in the same boat with them. And we are the regulator, we are supposed to be the one ensuring that these things do not happen. So we have engaged with CETA to separate from the networks of the department. We have had three engagements thus far. We're having the fourth one tomorrow to get the regulator out of the network of justice. But also, Chairperson, that the work of the regulator is processes intensive. A whole lot of processes. If you look at the two pieces of legislation, Chairperson, you can identify up to 50 processes that need to be mapped, automated, and some applications to be developed. So we've started this work with CETA with the intention of doing exactly that. We've also appointed a CIO, Chairperson, who will be in charge of our IT work and IT development. The person will be starting work on the 15th of June. So yes, Chairperson, that will be the state of readiness of the regulator. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Chairperson of the regulator, do you want to say something before questions are asked?
No, Chairperson, just simply to add that we have decided that the Enforcement Committee will be chaired by a retired judge, because we are mindful of the workload of sitting judges. And there are a few names of judges that were given to us, of retired judges, and we are pursuing discussions with them. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, any questions or comments? Honorable Horn.
Yes, Chair, thank you. From our side for the presentation, on a lighter note, but still very serious, I wanna thank Advocate Plakula for sharing the fact that she has went for the jab. The more people who also proudly declare that they went, the better for us as a country, given the fact that there seems to be people who are skeptics about whether we should go, and the fact that she is the information regulator is good. Chair, on the topic of the presentation this morning, I must say that whilst I am appreciative of the steps that has been taken in a forward direction to prepare the information regulator for what is coming its way from the 1st of July, I am still very much worried that it will not quite possibly be able to effectively deal with all of the complaints it is due to receive from the 1st of July. The personal information of South Africans and their rights around protection on the one hand, as well as, of course, on the other hand, our rights to have access to information is something that, just from what I experience on a daily basis, is very dear to people. And I think the information regulator can expect to be approached by large numbers of South Africans for protection. And therefore, it remains a big worry if one looks also specifically at the presentation around the office that has been made now. I mean, logically speaking, in a best case scenario, these people, if they all accept the office, will take office on the 1st of July, quite possibly even on the 1st of August. Then there's to be an induction period. And it is not the case that everybody could hit the ground running. So it remains a big concern that just in terms of staffing issues, the regulator quite clearly will not be ready on the 1st of July. The second issue or comment I want to make is that I think the feedback regarding the online portal, and I think the specific words used for is that it's still being refined by the Department of Justice, which I know from experience is just coded language for it's not yet ready to be launched. It's a big problem because one aspect around enforcement as well will be to firstly check with institutions and entities which are now the topic of complaints, whether they have information officers in place. And for this online portal where the information officers must be registered not to be ready yet, works in itself in a self-defeating manner. So having said all of that, I want to plead with the information regulator to also start working on a plan in order to service South Africans in a way that will build the trust and confidence in the regulator whilst being able to maintain a proper balance. I said in my budget speech the other day, which obviously quite probably the information regulator didn't follow, but I think one of the biggest dangers for them now is to try and make examples of one or two institutions on the basis of complaints if they are not able to, in an even-handed manner, deal with all complaints. I think it's a grave danger if they consider making examples of some in order to deter others or in order to get other institutions and entities in line. So I think it is a difficult situation they're facing. Right at the start, the CEO or the acting CEO said that they know it will not be smooth sailing. And my plea is for them not to expose themselves to a situation where people ultimately will say this is just yet another body that has been set up, which is not functional. Communication will be key. And once again, I mean, I can't stress that enough. Everybody must be dealt with the same whip. And that whip must not be reserved for only a few. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Chele.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, colleagues. Chairperson, I think I wanted also to emphasize the issue of handling of complaints. It's very key because the regulators still have so many issues that they still have to deal with. But that one is important. I can't emphasize it more than my colleague, Honorable Horn, has already done it, especially because of the commencement date that is closer, the 1st of July. Issues of, for example, Chairperson, the issue of independence and the issue of listing is very key also. Because it will give them an opportunity to be able to implement their strategy. Because in their separation strategy, they are also indicating that they have been in negotiations or talks engaging the finance minister. So maybe if they can also give us a progress on that matter, so that we know exactly such issues, they are also taken care of. The last one, Chairperson, that I'll comment on is on the issue of the Facebook. There was in the discussions previously that there will be, in fact, the regulator was intending to get a legal opinion on this matter, and also the collaboration efforts in terms of making sure that South Africa is treated the same as the European nations, in line with what we are doing here in South Africa on the issues of our act. So I would love the chairperson maybe to update us as to how far are we on this one, but also commending them also on the issue of filling of the vacancies, chairperson. That's very important. We see progress there, and we believe that as they report to us that they are now also awaiting the other parties, those that they are working with in terms of making sure that these positions have been filled, to sign those acceptance letters. So we want to congratulate them on the work that they are doing on that part, because it's very important, it's key that it has to be concluded, chairperson, so that we have capacity in order to implement this work, so that we don't have the issue of those complaints as they will be coming more now. Already, I think they already have the load at hand. So more people getting to know about this act, and would really want to bring their issues forward to be handled. So in short, chairperson, that will be my comment. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Nibo Trachin.
You're muted.
Apologies, Chair. Thank you very much. My network did cut off, so I hope that I am not asking questions that have already been covered. And well wishes to Chairperson Lakula for your recovery and for getting the vaccine. Thank you for that. The presentation mentioned the translation of the information into 11 languages and into Braille. I would like to make a plea to the regulator that if there are any videos or anything shown on TV or any form of media, please can you put a sign language interpreter there, because the deaf community knows nothing about the information regulator and, you know, the information that you're sharing with the community, they don't have access. So if you could allow or provide the same level of access that you provide to everybody else, so that the deaf community can be equally aware as other communities are. I have been covered by Facebook and what Honorable Jayla's question about Facebook and WhatsApp. And I wanted to find out what are the risks if the acts are not fully implemented by this 1st of July. So what are the risks you've identified and any mitigating strategies? And also, especially in terms of the handover from the South African Human Rights Commission, if you could just give us some of your mitigating strategies for those risks. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Any further hands? And then,
Chairperson, can I just make a follow-up question? Yes, there's something after Honorable Velma reminded me on the issues of languages. There recently there was the issue of the Khoisan language that, if I'm not mistaken, it has been added as one of our official languages. If I'm correct, Chair, what is it? Maybe have they thought about that also to include it as they continue with their documents in making sure that the information is in all languages? I mean, if I'm correct that the Khoisan language has been added as another official language. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. That was the last question to you, Honorable Chair. I will give you 2 minutes in order for you to caucus amongst yourselves as to who's going to answer which questions, and then we will come back at 23 minutes past 10.
Person will appreciate that. Colleagues, can we come back at 23 past 10? Yes, we'll do that.
Let's round it up to 25 past 10.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Okay, colleagues, there's a question about it's really complaints. Because he asked 2 questions about complaints and Honorable Jelle as well. Who's going to deal with complaints? Advocate Strom, can you deal with the question that Mr. Horn asked, the first question?
Yes, Chairperson.
And all the questions about complaints, also the one that Mr. Honorable Jelle.
Yes.
Yeah. Then there's a question of the portal. Who will deal with the portal?
It's Varsha. I'll deal with the portal question.
Yeah, your can you increase your volume? It's very low.
Okay. Is that better?
Ms. Sulan.
Yeah. Is that better? So okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll deal with the portal, Chair. Yeah.
The Facebook, I will deal with that because I was asked specifically. And then Ms. Tilly, you can also chip in there. Nom Zamo, can you deal with question of Ms. Nivote on the Khoi language and the sign interpretation on video in particular? Ms. Nom Zamo, can you do that?
Yes, Chair.
CEO. The last question on mitigation of risk. I don't know. We should just talk a little bit about which risks. Maybe we can say the complaints, and then the risk will be, the mitigation will be manual handling. I don't know which other, and then hand Chair. Over from.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Chair. I was going to raise that one. It's fine, Chair.
The handover from the South African Human Rights Commission. CEO, who will deal with that? Is the CEO online? Because he said he has load shedding.
Chair, I can deal with the question on the handover as well.
Yeah, I wanted to say, Ms. Tulal, remember our last meeting with the Human Rights Commission? You remember? The issues we identify, yes. The issue of the database of the complaints. Then you can cover those from our meeting with on the plan of action, remember?
Yeah, okay, but we're not going to, must we cover the fact that we are not going to be sharing a database? Or do you just want the overview to say that we have met with the Human Rights Commission and that the transition-
We don't have a lot of time. We only have 1 minute to go. Okay. I mean, between Ms. Sulal and Advocate Strom, you will see who starts first and then maybe Advocate Strom, you should start. Ms. Tilly. Ms. Tilly, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm right here.
Yeah, okay. Can you deal with the Facebook issue? I will deal with the issue of the independence.
Sure.
I think Advocate Weapon, the mitigation, I don't know, we need to just come up with few other issues, maybe on the go as you think about it. The last question on, have we identified risks and how are we going to mitigate them? If anyone thinks of anything at that point, please come in.
Agree, Chair.
Okay, thanks. We are ready, Chairperson. Thank you very much. The issues relating to complaints, all the questions relating to complaints will be dealt with by Advocate Strom, the online portal, Ms. Sulal, and then I'll talk about the independence and listing. The Facebook, Ms. Tilly will deal with it, and Nomzamo Zondi will deal with the languages, and then all of us, led by Advocate Strom, will deal with the handover from South African Human Rights Commission and other risks that we have identified. Thank you very much, Chair. Advocate Strom.
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson of the Committee and Honorable Members of the Committee. Thank you, Chairperson of the Information Regulators, Members, CEO, and colleagues. Chair, I will start with the question from Honorable Horn and Honorable Jelle, the issue of complaints. Indeed, we are receiving a lot of complaints now in the grace period. There's a lot of complaints and inquiries that we are receiving, and obviously for PAIA, come the 30th of June, we must be ready to start dealing with the PAIA complaints. 1st of July, yes, we have to take over the complaints. Currently, we're just handling complaints, but we need to sort of now resolve these complaints because the Act will be in full operation. We had challenges with the automated system that the CEO will talk to in terms of the budget that we had for that system. So ideally, it's the truth of the matter is that by 1st of July, we didn't have an automated system to deal with these complaints. However, we have proposed that maybe deal with them manually by automating, asking the Department of Justice to automate the complaints forms that we have in the system so that at least whilst handling manually, then there's a form automated in the system which data subject can complete to sort of, and we record their complaints. And the issue is not only the system, it's also the human capacity in addition to the resolution of this complaint. So I think Ms. Shube has covered the fact that recruitment is underway. I know compliance and monitoring officers also this week, sometime this week there'll be interviews. So I think with that support, also as a human capacity support, we'll be able to manually in the interim deal with these complaints. It's a huge issue for us. We're receiving, like I said, quite a lot of complaints daily. And I'll touch, Chair, also on the issue of
Sorry, Advocate Strom. I'm receiving a message here that we must adjourn the meeting so that a new link can be created. It seems to be a security risk. How long will the new link take for it to be created? Committee Secretary?
Chairperson, it should take less than 5 minutes.
Okay, can I ask everybody that by 2011, we will have received the link, then we will use that link to return the meeting. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned for now.
although they were not official languages per se, that there was always recognition of those and that we must always make sure that we cater for that type of language. So I think from the regulator's point of view, in light of the developments, I think there's a point upon us to ensure that that Khoisan languages are being catered for. And just to go back to the issue that Honorable Vilma Nivo-Dichand was speaking about, the regulator has actually been in touch with the deaf community in the Cape, as well as some other organizations, disabled organizations, to ensure that marginalized people, as people, as well as people who are not necessarily given the attention that they deserve, are given the attention. I've myself attended to those engagements. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Chairperson, because I was not connected, I'm not sure if we dealt with the handover of PAIA function from the South African Human Rights Commission Advocates Forum. Did we do that?
No, not yet, Chair.
Yes, we haven't. Please deal with
it. Thank you, Chairperson. I'll respond to the last question by Honorable Newt Druchen about the handover of the PAIA function from the South African Human Rights Commission. I can report that we have had a meeting with the South African Human Rights Commission led by their CEO, where we discussed the plan of action. And one of the issues that are critical in relation to complaints was the issue that the view that they are willing to close all the complaints by the 30th of June 2021, so that when you hand over, we get only new complaints as they relate to PAIA, and it will be within our mandate to take over those complaints. So there won't be retrospective application of resolution of those complaints. They will finalize those complaints and then we'll start fresh from the 30th of June, which is good. There's no risk involved in that issue. And the second issue, I think it was the database that they have in terms of stakeholders, their current stakeholders, and we resolve that. We'll take over that database. However, they must ensure that they are in compliance with POPIA when they transfer the database to us. So I think the CEO can add on in terms of the signed MOC and the POA, but I'm happy we had a meeting and it took us forward on certain issues. So from a complaints or database of stakeholders, we don't have any risk that we'll say maybe we'll encounter come the 30th of June. Thank you, Chairperson.
Chair, if I can just add to Member Strom, and with regards to the PAIA reports, the Commission shall, during that transitional period, they will continue to collate all the Section 32 reports for the 2020-2021 financial year, and the submission of the annual PAIA report PAIA. So the transitional period will come to an end once the annual PAIA report is tabled with the National Assembly. Thank you.
I think, Chairperson, we have responded to all the questions before the CEO comes in to just if there's anything that he wants to say. I want to also bring to the attention of the members that the work is already continuing. You know that in terms of Section 57 of POPIA, responsible parties who process certain types of information that is regarded as high-risk information, they have to obtain prior authorization from the information regulator. And we did report that we have already published the guidance note. As of now, we have already received almost 60 applications, 60, for prior authorization that we are at the moment considering. And second, and even those applications themselves, they point to challenges in interpreting the law on the part of the people who are applying for prior authorization. And we have already received as well two applications for codes of conduct, one of which we, even that, the applications that we have received show that in actual fact, even the responsible parties, one of them who submitted the application, they are battling a lot with the interpretation of the Act. So just to underscore the point that the acting CEO has made to say that it's not going to be smooth sailing because since this is a new piece of legislation and some sections thereof do not have precedent in other jurisdictions, so we all have to learn on the go. Thank you, Chairperson. I don't know if CEO, there's anything that you want to add.
No, thank you, Chairperson. I think I'm covered. Advocate Duopon dealt with the issue of risks, so I'm covered. Thank you.
Thank I don't know if there are more questions.
Members, are you covered in terms of the questions? Are all your questions answered? Do you have any follow-ups before we wrap up?
No, you're covered. I'm covered, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm proposing that we do as follows. Obviously, I think there have been a lot of work done by the Commission in preparation for the, by the regulator, in preparation for July the 1st. Because during that time, I think Parliament from Monday, it will be on recess. During our first sitting, when we come back, I propose that we have a meeting with the Commission, with the regulator, just to find out what were the teething problems, since they would have had an experience of having now implemented some sections of the POPIA Act. What has been the response? How did they deal with those responses? And then from there, we'll be able to have a fuller understanding, because now it will be a more academic, we'll have a fuller understanding of the implementation and the teething problems after the few months of implementation, that we have a follow-up meeting with them. And in, at that point, I think the chair of the regulator or the regulator itself can tell us how should we assist them. If there are any issues that they after having implemented the Act, that they think that the legislature, which means ourselves, we should assist them with. But I think we are quite happy with the progress that has been made. But I think the taste of all what has, of all the plans would be from the 1st of July. And then I think when we come back, they would have a sense as to what were the challenges. But there was also an issue that was raised by Honorable Horn about sort of a plan B kind of planning. Should some of these things not work according to the plans that you have? I think you should have that at the back of your mind as to what will be the your plan B in a situation where plan A does not succeed. We would also be writing to the House because the issue of WhatsApp touches more than one committee. In that regard, then we should, maybe it will need a conferral. We will be alerting the House Chair so that he can convene all the parties, in fact, all the committees that are dealing with this issue, and then we can be able to take it forward. That would be, I think, the way forward that we propose. We would be coming back after Friday, I think after the 16th of August. So you would have had more than a month of implementing these sections. Then we can have a discussion as to what were the problems that we are faced with when you are implementing the Act. But we also know that it might be too early even then But what we will be doing continuously will be scheduling regular intervals so that we can be appraised of the developments and the challenges that you will be faced with. On that note, members, can we move out of this briefing by thanking the chair and the commission and the members of staff from the commission for availing themselves to brief us on the developments or on the state of readiness. And also we wish the chair, it's not a speedy recovery, but that the symptoms that he's experiencing, she can recover as soon as she can, and thank her for coming out and encouraging other South Africans to take the jab, because it is one of the interventions that can help us to reach the state of herd immunity faster. So we thank you very much, Chair, and would encourage all members and all South Africans to take the jabs as soon as they are required to, in terms of the plan that the government has put in place. Thank you very much, Chair, and to the whole team. We hope also that since you are starting your organization from scratch, you would at least be able to meet, you have an opportunity of meeting the government's policy requirements, 50-50 in terms of your management, women representation, youth, people with disability. So you have a good opportunity of showing South Africans how an organization should look like.
Indeed, Chairperson, thank you very much. Thanks for all the warm wishes. And also, please, as we move forward, we would require a lot of support and encouragement, because this is a huge task that is awaiting us. Thank you, Chair, and thank you, honorable members.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and to your team. Continue with the good work.
Thank you. Bye to everyone. Thank you.
Bye, Chair.
Committee Secretary, can you, members, can we now deal with the set of minutes that we have not been able to adopt in the past few weeks? And it will be important that we adopt them so that we go to recess on a clean slate. Over to you, Committee Secretary.
Chair, before you go there, whilst they are putting the things, can I will go to the bus now. 2 minutes, I will log in, because I don't have my earphones, but I will log in. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. No, that's fine. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Members, these are the draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, dated 14 May 2021. The minutes were circulated and are taken as read. Are there any correction on page one? Page one, can you move up? Yes, are there any corrections on this page, page one? None. Page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. Is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I'll move this once.
Who has raised his hand? Who moves?
Honorable Horn moves, I believe, Chair.
Honorable Horn moves. Any second?
Honorable Wilma Nieuwhout-Drucken seconds.
Honorable Nieuwhout-Drucken seconds. Thank you very much. Committee Secretary, the second set of minutes. Draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, date 20 May 2021. The minutes are taken as read. They were circulated and they're taken as read. Any correction on page one? Page two. Page three. Any move for the adoption of the minutes?
Honorable Chair moves.
Any seconder?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Ngala seconds. Thank you very much. The third set of minutes. Draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, date 21 May 2021. Minutes were circulated and are taken as read. Any corrections on page one? On page two?
Chair, Honorable Wilma Nieuwhout-Drucken.
Honorable Nieuwhout-Drucken.
3.2. I don't have the page numbers, but it's number 3.2. The 11th bullet under 3.2. The part where it says 2B.
Yes.
Okay. So the point starts with section 2B. Just a second. Okay, yes, there I see it. So on the second last line of that point, it says failure to report the dismay. Yeah, if you could just choose the correct word there.
Maybe it will be failure to report this may discourage victims from asking for assistance. Can you correct that, Committee Secretary?
Noted, Chair.
Thank you. Page three, page four. Is there any mover for the adoption of the minutes as corrected?
Honorable Wilma Nieuwhout-Drucken moves from
Honorable Nieuwhout-Drucken moves. Any seconder?
I second, Chair. Maseko Chair.
Honorable Chele, Maseko Chele seconds. Thank you very much. The minutes are adopted. The next set of minutes. Thank you very much. Draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, date 25 May 2021. The minutes have been circulated and are taken as read. Any corrections on page one? Page two? history. Any mover for the adoption of the minutes?
At order.
I move, Chair.
Honorable Ngwala moves. Any seconder?
Honorable Wilma Nieuwhout-Trochen seconds.
Honorable Nieuwhout-Trochen seconds. The minutes are adopted. The next set of minutes. Draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, date 26 May 2021. The minutes were circulated and are taken as read. Any corrections on page one? Page two. Page three.
Chair, Honorable Nieuwhout-Trochen.
Honorable Nieuwhout-Trochen.
Thank you, Chair. Point four and the second bullet under point four. It says fit. There's a mistake with the fit and proper. Fit a proper, so it should be fit and proper.
Yes, thank you very much, Honorable Nieuwhout-Trochen. Can you correct that, Committee Secretary?
Noted, Chair.
Thank you very much. Can we move to page three, page four? Is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes as corrected?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Ngwala moves. Any seconder?
Honorable Wilma Nieuwhout-Trochen.
Honorable Nipo.
Seconds.
Thank you very much. The minutes are adopted. The next set of minutes. A draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services dated 28 May 2021. The minutes were circulated and are taken as read. Any corrections on page one? On page two? On page three? On page four, is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I move for adoption, Chair, of the minutes.
Honorable Maseko Jele moves for the adoption of the minutes. Any seconder?
Honorable Wilma Nieuwhout-Trochen seconds.
Honorable Nieuwhout-Trochen seconds. Minutes are adopted. Any sets of minutes? Minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services dated 29 May. And the minutes, any corrections on page one? Page two. Page three. Page four. Is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I move, Chair, for the adoption of the minutes.
Honorable Maseko Jele moves. Any seconder?
Honorable Newhart Druchen seconds, Chair.
Honorable Newhart Druchen seconds. Minutes are adopted. Can we proceed to the next set?
Thanks, Chair. That was our last minutes, Chair. It will be this meeting's minutes, Chair. That is outstanding.
Okay. So we have adopted all the minutes except the minutes of today. Honorable members, as I indicated when we adopted the program, that we will also add a meeting with the LPC, the Legal Practice Council. They have come back to us and they are proposing Monday, is it Monday or Tuesday, the 8th? Is it the 8th, Committee Secretary?
Yes, Chair, it's the 8th.
The 8th, which will be on Tuesday. That is the date that they have proposed in the morning. I just wanted to check with the members that are we still agreeable to meet them on that date, since we are adjourning on Friday.
Chair.
Honorable Taylor.
I really don't think that it will be a problem, because it will only be that one. It will be only them that will be meeting, and it will be our last meeting, so that next time when we come back, we would have done all the outstanding in terms of them, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chale. Anyone who's not in favor of that?
No, it's fine.
Thank you very much. I think we are done for today. Tomorrow is going to be our debate on the 3GB bills. I think because they are overlapping, the view has been that we will treat them as one debate. I think the WIP has contacted all parties that are here in this committee. So we will meet tomorrow. We won't meet tomorrow. So yeah, we will meet when we debate the 3GPV bills. And then also tomorrow we'll also be adopting the report of the South African Human Rights Commission. Thank you very much, members, for your attendance as usual. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.